Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The Festival of the Ascension is one of those lesser-known Christian festivals, possibly because it hasn't been given a public holiday to help with its promotion. The Ascension itself, Jesus going into heaven 40 days after his resurrection, doesn't lend itself to easy marketing because it presents at first glance a rather negative message. Jesus leaves his followers and returns to heaven, the absent God. So, what else is new? Mutter millions, maybe billions. Most of us are ordinary rank-and-file people who might wait in a long queue to get a glimpse at the King or Prime Minister or some other celebrity. And we visit places where important things have happened, but most of us are not the movers and shakers of the world. We know that if you need to see someone important, then you have to make an appointment, take a number, get through the minders and the personal assistants, because important people are important. The more important the person, the more difficult it is to get access. So it stands to reason that God, being the most important by definition, would therefore be pretty inaccessible. And heaven isn't like popping next door for a cup of tea. Yes, the Ascension can seem to confirm how things are in the world. Important people far away, difficult to contact, harder to meet, and you and I, the rank and file of humanity, just struggle on with life pretty much by ourselves. No wonder the Ascension isn't a bestseller. It even has to compete with Thursday late night shopping. But there must be something in this Ascension, for the Christian Church has confessed and spoken about it each Sunday through its creeds. Jesus ascended into heaven. The one who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered, died, and was buried, ascended into heaven. In the season of Easter, we hear a constant refrain, Christ is risen. He's risen indeed. Hallelujah. And now, the one who has defeated the power of death, the one who is the fulfillment of the law, the prophets, and the Psalms, has ascended into heaven. The one whose life and death lead sinners to repentance and the mercy of forgiveness has ascended into heaven. His ascension means that he is exalted. He rules and will one day return to judge the living and the dead. This message has been spoken again and again in the church around the world. Back at Bethany, the disciples saw Jesus lifted up and he was gone. They didn't immediately sit down and write the creed. Let's learn the lines, lads. Also, they didn't break down and cry and scream, you've left us now that we're on the winning side. Instead, Luke records, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple blessing God. Luke chapter 24, verses 52 and 53. Now, that's not the response of sullen people who feel abandoned. Nor is it the glee of the classroom when the teacher has to leave and there's no one around to supervise. Rather, that is the response of people who have had confirmed to them that despite their slowness, silliness, stubbornness, and stupidity, their rabbi, their friend, their Lord is really God, who has rescued and liberated humanity from its own importance, its fears, its futilities, and its evil. More than just winning the victory and saying to them, now see if you can catch up with me, these disciples were aware that come what may, no matter what, Jesus was going to be with them. The Ascension is not Jesus' absence, but the event that leads to his presence with his people. And so these disciples rejoice with great joy, and they worship. And after the coming of the Holy Spirit, they go out and change the world. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we believe in your Son, our Lord, who has ascended into heaven, lead us to trust that his ascension means that he is now with us through the means of the Spirit, and that we live with him now and forever. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.